So hi to Anna Blanche at Goanna Tree, who's from St Andrews and ITA, which I'll explain in a minute, but has been with us this week here at Media Lit. So Anna, welcome.
Hi Pete, how are you?
I'm okay, thank you. Tell me, what are you doing in St Andrews then?
I'm a PhD student in the Institute of Theology, Imagination and the Arts, which is ITIA. I'm there working on a PhD. And I'm thinking about how, as Christians, we think through our relationship to culture and the arts, and I guess media is part of that.
Excellent. Your PhD is on E.S. Nesbitt?
No, it's on Edith Nesbitt, the author of The Railway Children, who I'm sure most people have heard of. I love it here that people recognise her. It's wonderful.
Excellent. Good. So, and what are you doing, Edith Nesbitt? What are you doing about her work?
I'm thinking about, I guess, her religious imagination. I'm thinking about the images within her work, the way in which the children relate to each other in her fantasy stories. I'm looking at her poetry, which actually I think has been seriously undervalued, and I'm also considering her novels as well.
Excellent. So you've been here this week with us here at Media Lit. How have you found it?
It has been remarkable. It's really interesting to be amongst a group of people who are really interested in exploring how their theology can be expressed practically in relation to sort of this digital world in which we live, and how to apply biblical principles to living in that digital world.
Okay, what do you mean by that kind of last bit, biblical principles?
Well, I guess it's reflecting upon what the Bible actually has to say to us about living in a digital world, which maybe sounds like something you might not expect the Bible would have much to say about.
Okay, so if you're going to kind of go back to St Andrews, what's going to be some of the stuff that you're going to be telling your colleagues and friends up in St Andrews about your time down in Leafy Durham?
Wow, that Leafy Durham is a really beautiful place to be, I guess, is one of them. But I think the really big takeaway for me is, I guess, a confirmation that it is really important that those of us that are part of the church are really thoughtful about how we think about, engage with, and approach the arts and culture. I mean, I'm particularly passionate about literature, for example, but it's a reconfirmation of that for me. It's also really important that we are talking about what it is that we're seeing every day on televisions, on the internet. And it's important that we're thinking carefully through how it is that we connect what it is that we hear on a Sunday with what we do throughout the rest of the week. So that's probably what I'll go back and talk about.
Well, that's great. And we're going to be hopefully doing some work at Greenbelt, aren't we, on creativity and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I'm so excited about this. You got to come check us out. Big Bible, 12 Baskets, Codec. It's going to be wonderful. And we'll have a bit of a surprise. I think there might be an appearance by a special character.
That's marvellous, Anna. Thank you very much. Safe travelling back to St Andrews this afternoon.
Thanks. Have a great day.